The Cimero Bridge, where we are standing, is a medieval remain, one of the first constructions driven by Los Álvarez de Toledo, after turning it into a village, although the current appearance came from a reform carried out in the first half of the 18th century. Watch the River Jerte go by through the semicircular arch built on granite blocks. Carlos V crossed this bridge on entering Tornabacas on the 11th of November 1556, requesting the locals to fish the rich trout out of the river. The Jerte, the river that gives name to the valley, starts in the mountains of Tornabacas, and even at this point it hasn't acquired its full river entity. Slowly, with its crystal clear waters, it flows calmly in what will be a long journey of 70 kilometres through the valley and nearby lands until it reaches Alagón and its farther Tajo. Located in the mountains of Tornamantos, with an altitude of 871 metres above sea level and a surface of 76.6 kilometres squared, its name is related to the legend that attributes to its origins, set in the mid-10th century in a confrontation that took place between the Christian troops and the Muslims, in which the cows, abundant in the area for centuries, were the protagonists. Tornabacas is historically an important place in Upper Extremadura. The first solid and unquestionable written reference that the municipality has is dated in the first half of the 13th century, which shows that the village is the oldest of the entire region of Valle de Jerte. Later, it was elevated to the category of La Villa. After the abolition of lordships in the first quarters of the 19th century, the town, already a constitutional municipality within the region of Extremadura since 1834, was integrated in the judicial district of Jarandilla, not granted its integration the party of Plasencia until 1928. La Villa has been of great importance over the course of the centuries because of its geostratic situation. The top of the valley was a privileged location to control the passing from Extremadura to Castilla through El Puerto de Tornabacas. During the modern age, 15th century to the 17th century, Tornabacas experienced a growth sustained in time, reaching its golden age. In the first half of the 18th century, economically good times in La Villa, thanks to the chestnut trees, livestock, especially goats and cows, and the manufacturing of fabrics. In the second half of the 18th century, the economic crisis started, caused by the chestnut blight disease. The economy of Tornabacas depleted. The village dived into a dark time that would drag down the flourishing textile industry and agricultural activity. The wars on the first decades of the 19th century, Guerra de la Independencia, Primera Guerra Carlista, that had an evident impact on La Villa, that little by little started to recuperate in the middle of the century, highlighting crop diversification and the continued abundance of population growth. Since the 20th century, the monoculture of cherry trees has monopolized the hills of the mountains of Tornabacas, being today the economic foundation of the area.